guys, welcome back to the First 30. My name's Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being part of these. Now, if you missed any of the days leading up to today, I want to encourage you to swing by my website, yourbetterstory.com. Again, that's just yourbetterstory.com, and you'll find the blog post that corresponds with this lesson, and it includes a link back to the previous editions that Pastor Chuck and Pastor Tripp and myself have been teaching through, and we'd love for you to catch up on that. But today, as we dive in, one of the principles that we talk about, part of the senior year around here at Sugar Hill Church, is this one idea that instead of fitting God into your plans, instead discover His best by submitting your life to His. Now, I was reminded of a lesson I heard probably 15, 20 years ago. One of my friends is a guy named Dave Edwards. He's an author. He's a speaker. He travels all over the place, speaks to over 200,000 people a year. And he taught a lesson years ago from Proverbs 3 that still sticks with me. I mean, literally 15, 20 years later, the principles of that lesson still impact me. So I want to talk about that today, because I really believe that one of the biggest temptations that we fall into is when we decide, I'm just going to trust God with the big stuff. I'm going to give Him sort of the big print stuff in my life, and then I'm going to try to handle the small stuff. I'm going to try to handle the details myself. And honestly, I think it's a subconscious decision that most people make. We tend to live from big event to big event or from one crisis to crisis. But the problem with that, kind of living is you never grow up spiritually. You could be a believer for a long, long time, but internally, spiritually, you're still immature. The secret of growing up spiritually, get this, the secret of growing up spiritually is when you begin to trust God with the details of your life. Here's the question I'm going to invite you to really ask yourself today. Here's the question. Do I trust that the one who knows me best actually knows what's best for my life? Think about that. Do I trust that the one who knows me best actually knows what's best for my life? And if I do, does it affect the way that I live? Well, today I want to dive into Proverbs 3, just thinking through the lessons that I heard years and years ago that still impact me, because here's the truth. When you trust God with the details of your life, not just the big stuff, but when you trust God with the details of your life, you get to experience God-like results. Here's the first result you get to experience. Number one, you get to experience peace. Proverbs 3 starts in verse 1 by saying, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." Why? Because the length of days, years of life, and here's the phrase, and peace they will add to you. See, I want to encourage you not to get so caught up in your newfound freedom and in the space that you're living in that you forget what you've learned at church, that you forget what you learned in your quiet times, that you don't forget what you learned in your small group. In other words, when he says, "My son, do not forget my teachings," he's saying, don't forget to apply the notes that you've taken. Don't forget to apply the truth. It's not enough to know the truth in your head. There has to be a moment that truth drops out of your head and into your heart. Why? Because he says, and peace they will add to you. See, every time you apply the truth of God to the details of your life, it increases peace with God. Number two, the second thing that happens when we trust God with the details is, number two, we get to have relationships that work. We get to have relationships that work. Proverbs 3 says this in verses 3 and 4. "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and in the sight of man." He talks about kindness and truth. Kindness and truth are the two things that all relationships are built on. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship with your parents, with your boss, with your friends, or even who you date. Every relationship that you have is built on kindness and truth. And when you allow kindness and truth to be the way you handle those relationships, you find favor. Your relationships work. There's less drama, right? That's all good. So number two, relationships that work. When you trust God with the details, number three, you get to know and do the will of God. I think that's the greatest need that any of us has. What does God want from my life? What does God want from my career? What does He want from relationships? What does He want for the future? In fact, I believe that many of you are at a crossroads, and your greatest need right now is to know God's will. That's why Solomon says it this way in verses 5 and 6. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Instead, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight." He's saying, don't lean on your own understanding. don't try to figure out life without God. No matter how bright you are, you don't know it all. There are some things about your life that God knows that you don't know. But when you lean on Him, He will make the path of your life straight, more obvious. Number four, you get to reach your full potential. He says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, turn from evil, and it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. In other words, your life is made complete. Your life is whole, and you get to live out the design that God created for your life. Then finally, number five, when you trust God with the details, it is always for your good. He says in verses 11 and 12 of Proverbs 3, my child, don't ignore the Lord when the Lord disciplines you. And don't be discouraged when He corrects you. For the Lord corrects those He loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Now, when you hear a phrase like that, Lord disciplines you, that doesn't really sound fun. In fact, I tend to think back to my childhood and that old silly question that I think every parent has asked their kid on the planet, where they ask the question, do you want to spank it? Let me think about it. No. But the word there for discipline literally means pressure. And because God loves us, He begins to apply pressure to the areas of our lives that we need to trust Him with. It's almost as if He takes His finger and He points out a detail in our life and He applies pressure. And so let me go back to the original question that I asked at the beginning of this recording. Do you believe that the one who knows you best knows what's best for your life? Do you believe that the God that created you, the God that died for you, the God that knows you even better than you know yourself, do you know that the God who created you knows what's best for your life? And if I really believe that, then the great challenge, it's not easy, but the great challenge is to say, I'm going to trust Him with it. I'm going to trust Him. And so let me ask you a question. Is there an area of your life today that you're feeling pressure? Could that pressure be a detail that God's pointing at? See, the secret of the Christian life is trusting God with the details. And every time you do, you reap God-like results. And so today, I want to encourage you. Instead of saying, God, here's my plans, I want you to fit into it. Would you pause and say, God, I'm going to choose trust. I'm going to discover what your very best is. And then I'm going to trust you with it. Even when I don't understand it, I'm going to trust you because I know that you know what's best. I hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.